But anyway, again, good evening, everybody. And this is my week to speak, and I'm on Fruit 21, I think. Chip will correct me if I'm not. But tonight's study is going to be on Stand Fast. It's in Philippians. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this day. Lord, and all the blessings that we receive in it. Lord, most of all, Lord, that you did on the cross and that you did from before the foundation. And Lord, be with the speaker as he presents your word. Lord, allow the Spirit to come through me and deliver this message, Lord, because my humble self just struggles with it within myself. But Lord, I know that you're working with me and through me. And Lord, I ask that your will be done through my message. And all these things we ask in Christ's name. But again, good evening. And tonight's study will be on Stand Fast in my series of Fruit of the Light. So in Philippians 1:27, it states, and you will have to open up your Bibles, by the way, because there's one thing I cannot do is post and do my study at the same time, and Chip's on his phone, so it's impossible for him to do that. So, hang on, flipping some pages, and turn to Philippians, because most of the tonight's study will definitely be in Philippians, but that's it. And in Philippians 1:27, it states, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. My past 20 studies have been on the fruit of the light and fruit of the spirit in Galatians, but that the members of the body of Christ are directed to have as their practical walk according to Christ and Paul's examples. Tonight's study on stand fast or persevering in God, even Christ's faith, stand fast can also be used in my Fruit of the Light series because it is, after all, the foundation in standing with Christ's strength for members of his body throughout Paul's ministry. Throughout my series, I've used word studies of which are virtues that members of his body represent or display in their character in daily life and activities. I'm not just saying that as to how we should walk, but saying that from a personal witness through my experiences in conferences and personal studies in our home state and homes of the saints throughout my tenure of understanding the Mysterion Truth message given to the apostle. To be the witness of Christ is to live with the character that Scripture presents, and in doing so, be found worthy or accepted in Christ, as it is in Ephesians 5:10, that is proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. What is our standing today, our standing in Christ? Well, it's faith through grace. And as an acronym of grace, you could say God's righteousness at Christ's expense, if you write it out. Because that's exactly what grace is. It's God's righteousness at Christ's expense. In hitting the highlights of Philippians and to express the image or light that Paul taught, you can see that some, if not all, are repeated throughout his letters. In Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, not now, also, Christ shall be magnified in my body. In my body. Whether it be by life or death. So, Paul is using his body as an example of the magnification that he expresses his work for Christ. Paul expresses how his body is his testimony through the trials and bonds with boldness and not shamefacedness. We can see the early comparison here and looking forward to Colossians 1:24, when it says, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my body, in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the ecclesia, or the scripture says, which is the church. In Philippians 1:22 says, but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what shall I choose? I want not. I got to get somebody's attention, please. The fruit of my labor, that is the condition in which the true witness of my labor for Christ's finished work is involved. His or Paul's will was surrendered to God, so he made no choice as to life or death for himself. In Philippians 1:27, he states, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit. That's the Greek form 4739. It's stiko, to persevere or stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And in 28 it says, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which to them is an evident token of perdition. Because if you show fear, then the adversary wins. They take that as a token of perdition, but to you it is of salvation and that of God. Another personal testimony of Paul's witness and a direction for all saints of his body, being solid standing fast with the same spirit and mindset, walking, being an example as to represent Christ daily, not being afraid to witness wherever you are. In Philippians 2, 1 and 2, if there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, any bowels, comparison, compassion, and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love and being one of accord and of one mind. Notice the oneness that is expressed, one spirit, one mind, one accord, same love, like-minded. Paul exhorts them to unity in Ephesians 3, where he states, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. This same oneness Paul speaks of throughout Scripture, throughout his books. In Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh or energizes in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And that's the energio, to be active, to be efficient, to be mighty, show forth self-work. The CB states that worketh or energio, not the same as work out, as in Ephesians 6:13, where it says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, but giving you the energy to stand against evil and keep on standing. In Philippians 2:14 through 16, do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the mindset of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. This is the outworking fruit of the light that Paul speaks of in Ephesians. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Another example of the simplicity of innocence of children being the testimony or light of Christ, with that character that is directed by the Holy Spirit, holding the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of life, in Ephesians 5:1. Be followers of God as dear children. Paul directed the Philippians and saints to stand fast or persevere in Christ using his strength and faith, which is Christ. As he had just told in Philippians 3:20 and 21 of our conversation in heaven, where Christ, our Savior, and Christ who shall change our earthly body and be fashioned like unto his, Christ, by being followers of his, or Paul's walk. In Philippians 4:1, says to stand fast in the Lord. Dearly beloved, in 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And in 7, and the peace of God will give thee understanding in all things. Paul, giving his example of how he endured trials and temptations with the finished work that was set out before him in Philippians 4:9-13. These things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I spake in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content. I know both how to be abased or humbled, and I know how to be abound, to have abundance. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound, suffer, and need. And 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But let's go back to verse 12. There's something there that kind of stands out. While studying this, there was a Greek form that is not only found here, or that is only found here, where the King James uses instructed. There seems to be a mistranslation that doesn't give the full measure of meaning that it should. I have heard of instructed being initiated. Jack Eberle states being initiated, but never really gave it any thought. But through my studies, I've seen that there is something here that needs to be brought to our attention. Not only is the King James Version word instructed misleading in the severity and clarity of Paul's message, but it also takes away from the strength of Paul's message. Instructed is something that is taught and only learned through someone else's teachings or orders from an authority. Here Paul is expressing through personal trials and tribulations that he has found a secret. through his initiation of finishing up that was left behind of Christ. In the New American Standard, Philippians 4:12, I know how to get along with humble means and know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. Secret? He's heard of a secret? And Rotherham, Philippians 4:12, I know what it is even to be kept low, and I know what it is to have more than enough in every way, in all things. Have I been let into the secret, both to be well fed and to be hungering, both to have more than enough and to be coming short? Freiberg states in the analytical Greek lexicon, the Greek form is muio, but the muio comes from mimua mai, which is a verb, indicative, which is a condition of fact, which is in the perfect tense, which is the act of the action continues to the time of discourse, which is of this writing. It's passive, which is the action of the verb, and it's first person, which is Paul, and it's singular, himself. There's no instructing here. This is an initiation that Paul endured himself, and through this initiation, he learned a secret. And it pretty much states in the muio is akin to the Greek form 3466, a mystery. Properly shutting the eyes and mouth to experience mystery. Initiate into the wonderful mystery revelation of learning to be content in Christ in every sense of life. No exceptions. So this is not just a learned experience that Paul is talking of here. This is an initiation that he went through in the finished work of Christ and finishing up the sufferings that was left through Christ. And through this, Paul is instructing us, giving us instruction through his body of sufferings to be content. Because his outworking of the body was his scars, with his bruises, with his personal testimony, but also with his blessings that he saw firsthand, the miracles that he performed, the healings that he performed, the rescues at sea. It just goes on, those blessings that he endured, but also the sufferings that he endured. But in all these, he's learned to be content. The secret is being content, to persevere, being content in every situation because you are the outworking of Christ. Through our fruit of the light, if we persevere through whatever trials and tribulations we're going through and be that example to those family members of ours, those neighbors of ours, those co-workers of ours, that we are the light that is the example that we should be giving for Christ. In reflection from Gingrich in the Greek New Testament lexicon, experiencing the revelation of the Holy Spirit enables the believer to learn God's open secrets. By experiencing faith, God's inworking persuasions, every decision, action of life becomes equality, equally, eternally meaningful. In Thayer's Greek lexicon, is to initiate into the mysteries, which muio, initiate into the mysteries, which is through Plato, Plutarch, and others. It's also universally is to teach fully, instruct to accustom one to a thing, to give an intimate acquaintance with a thing. To every condition and to all several circumstances of life have I become accustomed. I have been so disciplined by experience that whatsoever be my lot, I can endure. Philippians 12. In Danker, muio is to initiate. Ordinarily used outside the New Testament of admitting someone into mystery religion rites, and then by analogy to imparting a special skill or understanding. To initiate, to learn the secret of coping with whenever, whatever life has to offer. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure in 2 Timothy 2:19. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. The secret in Philippians 4:12 is what Paul endured, or what was initiated by Christ through the finished work that was given to him by Christ, which was the trials and tribulations, but also the blessings that Paul witnessed through his healings and personal witness to Christ himself. In Acts 20:24, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself. So I don't even care for my life, so that I might finish my course. This is the course that Paul had, was to endure the afflictions of Christ. And how is he going to do that? With joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of grace of God. In Colossians 1:24, Paul pretty much states it plainly. So he says, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, you Colossians, you members of the body, you members of the ecclesia, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the ecclesia. The secret that Paul uses in his language in Philippians is in fact one that body members need in his arsenal in dealing with life in general and with Satan. How much of a blessing one can have when they have the ability to be content in whatever condition they're in. Other than that, there is nothing but misery. When we use God's word in our steadfast walk, perseverance walk, corrupt Satan-filled world, and understand that Christ is our strength in everything, good or bad, there is contentment in him. That is in Christ. In Ephesians 6:13-18, and we know what this is. But this is our stance. This is the stance that we take against Satan. This is the stance we take against the world that we live in today. This is the stance that we as the ecclesia, those called out ones, are going to go through today. But first, I'm going to go to Revelation 17. What was that? 12?
13.
Wasn't it?
13.
But I'm going to read Revelation 17, 13, and 14 first. And I want you guys to see a comparison here with something. These have one mind. Now, the term one mind here, I did a word search on one mind. And it's used 11 times. And in Revelation 17 here is like one of the 11 times, and it is the only time that it is used in a negative connotation as far as being one mind of, you'll see. It'll be in one mind of the beast. Okay, Revelation 17:13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb. Okay, we know who the Lamb is. And the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called chosen and faithful. Okay, now let's look in today's economy. Let's look at how many organizations there are out there that want Christianity destroyed. Not just shut up, but destroyed, that are within our God-given country that was founded on Christianity. So all these, you can see the one mind mindset of those through the media. I mean, it's not hard to see it through social media, through the regular media, through the political realm. They are anti-Christ, anti-Constitution, which was given to us in a godly fashion with God's mindset in mind when making it. So I went across that. I had to show that to you guys and then finish up my study in Ephesians 6:13 through 18. And in thinking about what we're up against today in our political arena and in our daily lifestyle, we just went to Memphis. And the last time we was there, we really enjoyed ourselves because we went downtown Memphis at nighttime and enjoyed the ambiance that Memphis had to offer at that time. You had bluegrass bands playing. It was great. This time we went out, since it is a very Democratic run city, that we didn't go anywhere at nighttime because of drive-by shootings, because of robbing, because of breaking in cars, because the rampant, me and Ron came up with the terminology Memphisites. The Itch clans that were there are pretty much Satan-filled. But anyway, it's sad that a city that has the beauty that it has to offer has come to this. And that's why I came to the Revelation, spoke on the Revelation there with those having one mind and one accord against a Christian. But in doing that, we focus our efforts in persevering, like Paul did, to persevere and keep our mindset on Christ and our walk on Christ. In Ephesians 6:13 through 18, Paul expresses that through all this, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, persevere. Stand therefore, persevere therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we know this feet is your walk. Have your walk shod or put on the walk with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. Notice perseverance. I should have made the study perseverance. But to stand fast is the same word as persevere. But persevere in supplication with all saints. I want to express that this has probably been my most enjoyable study that I've actually sat down and had to work out, that by learning just one little thing that gave me that, wow, you know, this is deep when you see what Paul actually went through, when you get past one word that's instructed, but when in reality, to give it a fuller meaning as to what Paul endured is the secret of contentment. And again, I mean, it was just great for me to hear that, and I hope that you got the full message that was laid on my heart, because I felt like the Lord led me to that. And I'm going to close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again today, Lord, for all you do. For, Lord, for giving us the strength that Lord, you have given us the same strength that you gave the Apostle Paul. No, we don't have the self-healing that he had at that time, but Lord, we know that you can raise us up at the last day. At the appearing, Lord, we know that you're going to raise us up and be with you. And Lord, we ask that you be with all those that are on our hearts, those that are suffering, or those that are in need, or those that are suffering with COVID. Lord, we ask that you be with them. Lord, we ask that you lead, guide, and protect us in all things, for it's in Christ's name. Amen.